The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice. Sit in Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Trump is going to be at the wake. That says a lot about the former president, yes?
Well, Sid, as of yesterday, the president had yet to send his condolences, President Biden. And in the opposite way, you have Donald Trump, who's a patriot, who served as president. And we had peace and prosperity under Donald Trump. Can we say we have peace and prosperity under President Biden? Of course not. And as you said, one has completely ignored this tragedy, and the other is going out of his way, changing his schedule, flying from Florida to New York just to attend the wake, just to spend a half an hour with the family, and then flying back to Florida where he has an engagement this evening. He's completely changed his schedule and put everything aside to be with the family and to be with the cops who are mourning today. And yes, it does speak volumes of the difference in leadership, the difference in caring, and the difference in values. And I am very proud that Donald Trump is coming to our county today to show his support, his love, and his sympathy for the Diller family.
That's the great Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman from this show yesterday before Donald Trump did in fact show up at day one wake yesterday for slain officer Jonathan Diller. There is another wake today before the big funeral, which Danielle and I will be at tomorrow at St. Rose of Lima Roman Catholic Church. But Merrick Road yesterday was full of a lot of great Americans, including Trump and others, Bruce Blakeman, my friend Peter King, and a lot of folks who are not famous politicians that came out and showed their love and support for Jonathan Diller. With that said, here he is making a return visit this week. I wanted him back. He was there yesterday. The great Congressman Peter King. Peter, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Again, it's a very sad moment here in Long Island, especially in the Massapequa area. But I tell you, everyone was uplifted yesterday by President Trump being there and also by the courage and determination of the Diller family. So it's if something good can come out of something horrible, I think we saw it yesterday.
How many people would you estimate were there throughout the day?
Oh, I would say thousands, thousands. I mean, also it was raining earlier in the day and people were still there. It was raining later in the day. People were still there. And also, you know, just starting on Wednesday night, I mean, that was pouring rain out of Brady Park. And, you know, Curtis was there, and it was packed. I don't know how you can count it. You have a giant baseball field filled from one end to the other. And again, the rain was coming down. And, you know, you've been in places, whether it's a ball game, whatever. Once the rain starts, people start to leave. I didn't see one person leave. They stayed throughout the entire ceremony.
Wow. I don't know what the reception was for Adams. I asked Brian Kilmeade earlier. He's going to join me at 9:15. He said he didn't see Eric. He obviously saw Donald Trump. He interviewed Donald Trump. He'll be on at 9:15 to tell me about it. Were you there when both the mayor and the former president showed up? What was the reception for each?
Yeah, I was there. I think Mayor Adams came in the side entrance. I don't mean that critically. Generally, the way it was laid out, all of the official cars come in. I saw him inside. Actually, he was talking to the widow. I said hello to him. He was there, and he was, again, there was no problems inside. Eric Adams, I don't think would have worked up the hostility that, let's say, a Hasty or some of those other wackos.
De Blasio, right.
And so that it was all done with, you know, class and dignity, but it was no doubt, you know, the President Trump, it meant so much to people he was there. And I was, you know, watching him. I mean, he's meeting privately with the family. But I also saw when he was meeting with the kids, you know, nephews and cousins, how friendly he was with them. And, again, not in an overly maudlin or sentimental way, just as a guy who cared. And also there were school kids there from a local school. They were there talking to him. And again, he was absolutely patient. There was no rush to get out. You know, I spoke with him. Joe Cairo was there. He spoke with him. Again, he was just very solid, very strong, and not even an attempt to politicize it. He just said, you know, we have to straighten this out. We got to make this better. And he was very complimentary of the widow, you know, Jonathan's wife, Stephanie. I mean, he was very, very so positive about her, you know, the way she was. But all in all, this is a real police neighborhood. The Massapequa Park is incredibly pro-police, pro-military, pro-American. And outside, I was talking to people, because I was not outside when President Trump arrived. I was inside. I was in there with Joe Cairo and Congressman Nicola Loda. And but you saw him arrive, and you saw the reaction from the crowd. I remember I was talking to some of the reporters outside afterwards. And even, you know, these jaded reporters were very, not surprised, but it really made an impact on them how the crowd, which was really obviously sad and everything, as soon as they saw President Trump, not that it became a political rally, but the uplifting and the cheering and the applause that went for President Trump when he arrived.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
I've never seen anything like it. I got to be honest. Being in his presence a bunch of times, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the eyes light up. It's like, it really is like a rock and roll star, like the Beatles or Elvis. And yesterday was a solemn occasion, but those people were happy to see him. You know, Peter, this awful tragedy took place in Queens, not far from where I live, and Lewis leaves.
Right.
And it's right there by Nassau County. It's right there. And I said to Bruce Blakeman yesterday, I said, why can't, I think I said the same thing to you a couple days ago, why can't the rest of New York City take the blueprint that you guys have out in Nassau County with a Republican Nassau County executive, Bruce Blakeman, who everybody loves, with a Republican Suffolk County executive and Ed Romaine, with Annie, who is the DA in Nassau County. She's terrific Republican. You just mentioned LaLota. You've got Anthony D'Esposito, who you told me I'd love, and you're right, I love him. You, Joe Cairo. Why can't the rest of New York follow your lead? I mean, I know you've got some crime. I know that. But the truth is, life in Nassau County is 1,000 times better than right across the border in Queens.
And yet, you know, for a while, under Giuliani, under Ray Kelly, under Bill Bratton, under Mike Bloomberg, for that matter, New York was doing the job, doing a very good job. I would say the decline began when de Blasio came in, and at that time, Nassau became stronger than ever, knowing that because of the increased crime in the city, it was more important than ever that Nassau stay strong, especially along the border areas. And basically, we're applying conservative Republican principles. But again, that's what Giuliani did. That's what Bill Bratton, that's what Ray Kelly did. The whole decline to me began when you had Bill de Blasio being elected. He couldn't start his real damage in 2013. You get to around 2017 and you had the Democrats taking over the state legislature, the state Senate, the governor's office, attorney general, all of these positions, the city council, which had always been more liberal, but never crazy the way it's become. You had all of that, then you had the George Floyd riots, when every prominent Democratic politician in New York was out there standing with the rioters against the cops. That's something nobody should ever forget. There was not one positive word said about the cops in New York. Whether it was Andrew Cuomo, whether it was Bill de Blasio, you go down the whole line, whether it was Kamala Harris posting bail for the rioters. I mean, everything was people taking knees, again, against the cops for the whole George Floyd group. Now, this was it was just a decline. And when that happens, and during the same time in the Nassau County, we became stronger than ever. The people realized. And also, remember, many of the people living in Nassau County used to live in New York City during the bad days. They came to Nassau And then they saw the city also, you know, became very good again. But they didn't, they, having been in living in Astro now, but having come from the city, they realized how bad it could get. So once it started to go bad in the city, Nassau dug in more than ever. And Bruce has done a phenomenal job. You mentioned Ann Donnelly. You mentioned Pat Ryder. You know, the commissioner, the cops in Nassau County, we are they are absolutely committed to making sure that Nassau County does not become New York City. We don't allow that kind of rot that's in there, you know, to come across the border. And again, my father was an NYPD cop for many years. I have the greatest respect for them. How they do their job every day, I don't know, because they are really, really going against the tide. And listen, you know, with Officer Diller, if he had thought that that guy was going for his gun and Diller would have shot him, he'd be up in charges today.
That's right.
I mean, that's the whole. Right. Yep. So that's that's what cops have to face.
Yep.
And you're right. Papers like the Daily News and the Times, they just can't wait to jump in and try to find a situation where the cop didn't do exactly the right thing. Never realize what it's like to be in that line of fire yourself.
Well said. Well, listen, you should be very, very proud of your county. I'm proud to be your friend. I'd rather see you on different occasions, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at the funeral. But you're a great face and a great spokesman and a great ambassador for Nassau County, Long Island, and New York. So thank you for coming back on. It was an important visit just now, and I will see you sometime tomorrow. God bless, Peter. Happy Good Friday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's the great Congressman Peter King, who stopped by for a second time this week. He was there yesterday, and he is front and center. You talk about Nassau County. You talk about Long Island. Really, you talk about New York. And very few, if any, maybe Rudy, that's it, are right there with Peter King in terms of statesmen who have represented New York over the last, God, four decades. Thank you, Peter King.